You heard right that the earth is mine. Burn bright, let the ember shine. You know I'm gonna get it every time. Champion, wearing the crown. I can see my name in lights. Spark from the heart and it shines so bright. Yeah, let the whole world know. Let's go, let's go, let's go. I can see my name in lights. Ball till I fall and I'm feeling alright. Yeah, so let the whole world know. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thank you for following the JG3 Project. This is the host, JG3. I'm the man, James Golden, coming at you right now. Look, check this out. What a shitty day it is, by the way, man. I'm out here driving. It's raining. It's a crappy-ass day. If you heard my last podcast, man, you all know that I lost my father the other day. A lot of you reached out to me. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. The love and support has been overwhelming. I'm still trying to get over some of this stuff, man, but that's the way it goes, right? So today, I'm going to bring some more value to you. You see the topic, the headline right here, artificial or lack of intelligence. You know, so I just got a DM from my developer. You know, I talked to a lot of you guys about this shit earlier, man. I'm looking to change the game, man, you know, in pavement management. So, you know, a few years ago, I made the pivot to say, look, instead of being out here, boots on the ground, walking around, trying to measure distresses and roadways to determine asphalt condition, pavement life, and do my condition assessments, I said, what if we took videos, reviewed those videos for human analysis in a controlled environment to make better decisions? Step one. Step two, pivot from human analysis to artificial intelligence and machine learning reviewing that same video. Step three, we're not there yet, but of course that's part of my fucking vision, right? Is to get everybody on board with what I've developed. I'm happy to announce that step two is just about complete. We had a successful test. We did a condition analysis and comparison and contrast, if you will, between some human analysis that I did recently on a roadway to our algorithm, and we were within 5 PCI points. PCI, pavement condition index, man. 0 to 100 scale. So that's a 5% margin of error, which tells us we're getting there. Very cool shit. But look, that's the topic I'm talking about today, man. It's artificial intelligence. So many of you out there are in positions right now that I can guarantee you, a robot, machine, chatbot, machine learning, artificial intelligence, all of these things are coming online and they will take your place. I guarantee they take your place. And what I'm here to ask you and to raise the question right now to you is, what are you gonna do about it? If you are in any traditional job right now that is in threat or in danger of a machine, AI, algorithm, a robot doing your job better, more efficiently, and at scale, you're fucked, okay? Instead of bitching about it, crying about it, whining about it, blaming somebody, blaming the government, blaming technology, blaming fucking Jeff Bezos, I don't care. Let me tell you what you should be doing, is taking action against it. Realizing that this is the way of life. This is where it's going. You know, some of y'all out there saw me ordering. It's not even a pre-order. It's just I put a fucking deposit down to jump on Elon Musk's mailing list on the new Tesla truck, the Cybertruck, man. You know, I will be buying it, by the way. So I'm not one of them fucking idiots. It's just talking about, hey, I pre-ordered a truck for $100. No, but I'm all in. I don't think that design's going to look like that, by the way. So fuck you guys if you're thinking that's what the shit's going to look like. Elon Musk is smarter than half of us right now, if not all of us. He generated millions of dollars through that stunt, that PR stunt he pulled, so that he can, it's like crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, right? So he can produce some fucking cool shit. Anyway, I will be driving that. My company will be driving that right along with, guess what? My AI algorithm, processing condition analysis. So fuck you guys, man. I'm ahead of the game. That's my point. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing? What are you doing right now to put yourself in a position to win
when the AI game comes at you on that full court press.
Are you putting yourself in a position of power to leverage the AI, to leverage that machine learning, to be a power user, to grow and scale your business? Or are you gonna be stuck by the wayside, knocking on my door asking if you can get a job? I don't know, but this is shit that you need to think about. It's serious. The year fucking 2020 is days away. And I realize for a lot of you that's hard to believe, comprehend, think about. I know for, you know, in a lot of ways it is for me. You know, I'm 41 years old, man. The year 2020, you know, 10, 20 years ago seemed like an eternity away, but this shit's fucking right here, and it's right now. We got a whole nother decade ahead of us. You know, we talked about the fourth quarter for 2019 and closing things out. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not hitting my marks in 2019 in my fourth quarter. And I've got a pretty goddamn good excuse, to be honest with you. I suffered a pretty extensive loss in the family. But I'm not going to let that define my fourth quarter. I'm going to do what I need to do for the fam. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be strong. Take care of my business and then get my real business back on fucking track. Okay? That's what I'm doing. That's what it's all about. What are you doing? You want to rise up to the level of the JG3 project? You want to follow me? You want to do what I'm doing? Or you just want to listen to my podcast? Put a smile on your face, make you think about it for a second, and then go on to the next thing that you're doing. I don't know, man. I can't help you with that for the most part. Unless you want to come be a part of my group, sign up for my coaching sessions, I can help you get to the next level. But that's what the podcast environment is all about. I do it just like you do it. It gives us an opportunity to think, stop, take a moment out of our time, our day, you know, and listen to somebody that we respect. I'm honored to be able to do this type of thing, you know, but I took the action to do it, you know, so I want you to realize that you have the power and capacity right now and the tools, by the way. I just told you, what, 7 minutes ago, I'm driving around in the fucking rain. And by the way, I'm coming back from the funeral home, man. Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. I just met with my mother and my brother. We had to go over the final funeral for my father, man. Some crazy shit, some fucked up stuff, some hard stuff right there. But I've got a podcast to put out. Y'all need to hear some value. I've got value to bring. I need to hear it for myself. Because remember, what's the JG3 project all about? You know, it's bringing stuff that's top of mind to me, to the journey I'm on, my level up process, to bring that, package it up, deliver it to you in 10, 15, 20 minutes. Okay? I missed the Monday mark, you know, and I'm going to own that right now. You know, I was dealing with a lot of shit last week. But getting that call from my developer today and understanding and learning that we are probably 6 months ahead of schedule, by the way, which is fucking crazy. This is becoming real and more real to me. Every time I have these discussions, every time I'm looking at the data, every time I'm seeing that proof of concept coming to life, it's empowering, it's exciting. I'm glad to be on the forefront of it. You know, I just want y'all to be thinking about the same thing. That's my point. Artificial intelligence. If you ain't thinking about the AI game, you will be lost in the fucking dust, in the memory books, struggling to understand what you coulda, shoulda, woulda done to be a part of it. Think about it right now. What is your business? What does it involve? And how can AI, machine learning, robotics, any way, shape, or form, add value to your customer, to your product, to your service? How can you be on the forefront of that? Bring that to market. You don't have to invent it, by the way. Not all of us are fucking geniuses, right? I am not a coding genius. I'd love to be, but I'm not. Okay? What did I have to do? I found somebody that was. I found somebody that can understand my vision and had the skill set necessary to bring it to life, to bring it to fruition. It's fucking cool shit, man. I'm telling you right now. when you watch it unfold, okay? Because here's the reality, right now. My company is a solid company, man. I can scale this to an extent, okay? But the reality is I need human beings with a specific skill set, and I need them in droves to take this to the massive scale where we're talking about 8-9 figures, okay? However, once I bring on the AI to do that analysis, the sky's the limit. Think about that. From a business development perspective, I can now establish legitimate partnerships. I can create processes. I can create affiliations, partnerships, franchises. I can empower small cities to do this shit themselves. Leverage my algorithm, put on a subscription model, and boom, I'm 10x in what I'm doing. You'll watch it happen. That's the exciting part of the JG3 project, man. You're watching one entrepreneur's journey as it's in process. Pretty cool stuff. I'd love to hear what y'all are up to. What are your thoughts on AI? How does that play in your industry? You think I'm wrong? Holler at me. We'll jump on a call. We'll debate it. Throw it up on another podcast. That'd be fun, actually. I actually challenge somebody right now. There's only like, I'm not going to lie to you fucking people right now, man. There's like 20 of you that listen to my podcast daily today. And some of you going to laugh at that. That's fine. Hate on it. That's cool. I don't care. You got to start somewhere, man. But if I'm consistent in what I'm doing and putting the messages out there, if I'm adding value to 20, 20 turns into 21, 21 turns into 50, 50 turns into 100, and so on and so forth. That's the plan. If any given time I see those numbers drop, that tells me the market doesn't like what I'm doing, and I'll stop. So if you are one of those 20, let's talk about this stuff, man. Artificial intelligence, robotics, machine learning. How does that play into your current business strategy, your business model, if at all? Where do you see this thing going? You heard my talk. You heard what I'm talking about, where I think it's going. It's time to listen to the rest of you. You know, I challenge somebody, man. Reach out to me. jgolden@jg3consulting.com. Email me. Text me, 740-507-3842. Hit me up with your name and your details, man. I'll throw you on a podcast. Let's continue this. I would love to have a little bit of a case study, if you will. Who out there is thinking about this just like I was a few years ago? What are you doing? Or if you have questions, let's jump on a podcast together and we'll do it. That'll be the next one. That's the hope that I can bring to listeners right here for the next podcast. We'll talk about artificial intelligence. We'll expand that, and we'll take a real life individual, and we'll talk about their business, their industry, and how they can leverage AI right now. If you know somebody needs to hear this, please share the podcast with them. I'd greatly appreciate it. That's what I've got. If you're somebody that's a weekly listener and you have yet to left a review, leave a review. Holler at me on iTunes, man. Hit me up with a review. I'd love to see it. Check it out. All right, until the next one, man. Y'all be good.